just heard from Marcus Williams as he prepared himself for release from prison. Marcus was paroled last spring, and he joins me now from Oakland, where he's been living.
Marcus, you were in prison for almost 30 years. Tell
yes,
us,
ma'am.
Go back and tell us about your first day out.
Oh, first day out was one of culture shock. You know, you simply walk down the street, and you see so many people on their devices. It's like everybody was connected to something. And as I walked down the street, I was so elated to be out. It's like I wanted to say hi to everybody, but everybody was like connected to the devices in some form or fashion. You even had people that seemed to me that they were homeless. They even were connected to some form of device, and I was just like, wow. So for me, it was just culture shock and one of just simple happiness and enjoyment that I was back in society.
Yeah, it's funny because it happened so gradually that everybody started having these appendages, their cell phone connected, that we don't notice it necessarily. But I imagine
exactly. For
you, it must have just been like an alien planet.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. And I was asking myself after a certain period of time, would I also fit into that category? So, yeah.
And what else has surprised you about life on the outside after 3 decades inside of California's prison?
I think what else surprised me is how you have so many people taking some of the smaller things in life for granted, you know?
Like what?
And, well, there are a lot of restaurants out in Berkeley, and I will see some people, you know, they will be out enjoying their meals. And for me, I'm just getting out trying to get familiar with the area, and I will see people eating food, but then throwing away, it's like they're taking 2 or 3 bites off and just throwing it away when you have people out here on the streets that will give their right or left arm for a portion of what this person just threw away, you know? And it for me, it was just some of the smaller things like that it really upset me, but at the same time, it made me appreciate what I have, which what I have right now is not that much. It just made me appreciate that more, you know?
And where are you living now, Marcus?
Right now, I'm living in North Oakland.
And you're living in transitional housing?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you working as well?
Yes, ma'am. I have a part-time job at Shotgun Players, which is a place where they do a lot of plays, a lot of stage plays, and I get paid $13 an hour. I know it's not that much, but it is something. And I'm also I'm taking 10 units at Merritt Community College, and I have somebody put me out on Facebook where, you know, I do like little side jobs like line work, like if people need to move, like if they need to car wash. It's just little in-between jobs that will, you know, put a little money in my pocket. So.
And what's your biggest challenge, do you think, transitioning from San Quentin to Berkeley, Oakland?
Wow. I believe that my biggest challenge is just having people being receptive to me coming out into society, reintegrating into society, and being able to say, you know what, I'm going to give this guy a chance despite of what he's done in his past. I think just having an opportunity to prove who I say I am. So, yeah. No, I think for me, it would just really mean a lot to me if people would treat me like a human being. Because, you know, in so many cases, you know, when you're in prison, you know, prison is not made to motivate you, it's made to discourage you, so therefore they treat you a certain way. Where, you know, they try to dehumanize you in every shape and form, and they don't treat you like you're a human. They treat you like a number. And I think the most important thing to me is that people treat me like a human being. And that is one of the most amazing things that I've experienced since I've been out.
Was that a hard thing to transition to, that, you know, going from the prisoner mentality where you don't have a lot of control over your life to, you know, nobody knows just by looking at you that you were in prison for 30 years?
Oh, I am so glad you said that. And that plays, yes, it played a very big part on my psyche, because when you're in a prison environment, you're taught, you have to retrain yourself how to think based on the environment and the conditions that you're living in. But I realized that once I got out, I had to retrain myself how to think. And just to give you an example, once I started walking down the street just to get familiar with the area, I would look at the cars passing by, people walking down the street. For those that would take the opportunity to make eye contact with me, I was like, man, do they know that I'm just getting out of prison? Why are they looking at me like that? Well, it just took me to, it was all on me to just retrain myself how to think.
And Marcus, what are your dreams? What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
What I want to be doing, I want to be working in a full-time job. I would love to have a nice house, apartment, a beautiful wife, and, you know, some amazing kids. You know, regardless, you know, I'm kind of getting up in age. I don't know if I'm able to make any more right now, but I'm willing to adopt children. Even if I meet someone who has two or three kids, you know, it doesn't make a difference. You know, just a happy home, you know, and just living a productive life.
So, Marcus, you said you wanted to say thank you to somebody. Go ahead and say thank you to Corey right now.
Corey Wynn. I want to say thank you. You are an amazing person, and I wish you all the best. I hope you're listening, and I just wish you all the best, and stay focused and determined, and you will achieve every goal that you talk to me about, okay? All right.